afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, so please do what you can to help out, folks. Free speech is not even something we can count on in this day and age without it being funded by we, the people. And there are many ways you can do that. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to use your credit card or debit card for your donation. You can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you could just mail in that donation. We always accept snail mail. That's never a problem around here. Cash, check, or money order payable to RBN. Mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I have with me today co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And I believe he's broadcasting from on the road today. Isn't that right, Stephen?
Yes, Richard. I was sitting in a church parking lot. There's a cop sitting in the same parking lot with me, probably wondering why I'm just sitting here, but he hasn't approached me. So if that happens, don't be alarmed, listeners. I'm just sitting here making a delivery, and I happen to have pull in right next to the guy. So I don't know.
Is that a sheriff or
I think it's probably it's unmarked, man. I think it's probably local town here. I'm up in a mountain town in the state line, near the state line, North Carolina, South Carolina state line right now. It's a nice day, too. It's awesome to be up here in the mountains. I hadn't been up this way in a long time, and I'm glad I was able to join you for a few minutes. When after we spoke earlier, I was riding through this watershed area, and there was no network coverage at all for probably 10 miles or so. I didn't realize such an area of a shadow without cell coverage was that close to where I lived until today. I hadn't been up this way in so long and hadn't tried using the phone there, and I guess didn't have a phone last time I was in that area, so that was surprising to me. Yeah.
Now you know a place you can bug out to. And
that's what I was in some really nice spots too up here in the mountains. They looked, it's the watershed area for the county, and they say no parking unless an emergency. So it's a favorite spot for hunters and trappers and outdoor people too to come up through here, almost like a nature preserve, real close to the city of Greenville and Spartanburg area.
Mm-hmm. But of course, Klaus Schwab wants you to stay in those mega cities. He doesn't want you venturing out into the land. That's the elitist land, Stephen, don't you know?
Exactly. That's just what I was thinking. That so many people up here, probably the person that I'm going to make this delivery to is well connected, because even though it says no development and you can't pull off here, just the elites around here bought this park for themselves. It used to be a state park, then it was a county park, and now it's just going to be just it's just for the elite. It's kind of a sealed off place. It was called Pleasant Ridge, and the way that they went about it was so dirty and underhanded. It just exemplifies the way everything's done these days. I didn't realize that when I was looking. I didn't put the two together, but that kind of corruption is on a massive scale all over the world, and it goes all the way down to my local little park here. And I mean, they still put fluoride in the water around here. I mean, why would people put fluoride in their drinking water? I mean, does that ever – it doesn't make any sense. It's just got to be a sinister reason, an assault on us, because it doesn't benefit – all it does is harm us and helps them get rid of hazardous waste, basically. By putting it into us. I mean, that's what's going on a worldwide scale with us. That's like another one of those metaphors for it. But I'm not going to let it get me and black pill me. I'm up here in the mountains. It's a great spring day. And, I'm sitting right next to an officer of law who hasn't harassed me or talked to me in any way. And I'm sitting in this church. And, so I'm in that civil a society, you know, that much of a high trust society, at least, you know, still. So I'm going to take what I can get. There's a cross on that big oak tree over here. I wish y'all could see it. It's a small red cross, but it's a pretty picture. Nice area here. Yeah.
I can't help but wonder if that officer wants to do a spontaneous discussion of the Constitution in his, but no.
Nah, I don't know about that, but you know, he's just spending some time here sitting, you know, watching the area. That's good to know for one thing, yeah, but you know, it's usually around this area, the county, for one county, that sheriff is a lot more conservative than the other. There's a lot of corruption with the other county, and I've crossed the state line here, so it's just that's a little completely different circumstance. I'm not as familiar with these people, but just across the state line where I'm from, there's one sheriff in the Spartanburg County seems to be a lot more constitutional, but there's corruption everywhere. There's law enforcement, revenue and breeds corruption. You know, any good moonshiner knows that, I guess. I'm around dark corner here. The revenueers were the scoundrels, man. They were the skunks. You know, if you were a sheriff, that was different, but yeah, how times have changed and still remain the same.
Very true. Well, I can just let you react to any topics I address. I wasn't going to ask you to look over any articles since I knew you'd be on the road this morning. But I came across a few, you know, as we usually do out there. Oh, there's evidently news on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how much this is being reported, but Adam Schiff, CNN, Politico, and Daily Beast are all being sued by the repairman at that computer shop who originally blew the whistle regarding the laptop, Stephen. Now, this man who owns this computer repair shop where Hunter Biden abandoned his infamous laptop from hell is suing several what you might call Russiagate all-stars of this info, you know, for millions of dollars. His name is John Paul Mac Isaac. He lost his business and endured harassment for 18 months. And of course, yeah, lost the business in the wake of all that after being falsely accused of peddling Russian disinformation. He's suing, again, representative Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, along with news outlets CNN, The Daily Beast, and Politico. After fighting to reveal the truth, all I want now is for the rest of the country to know that there was a collective and orchestrated effect by social and mainstream media to block a real story with real consequences for the nation, the 45-year-old Mac Isaac told the New York Post. The lawsuit cites a CNN interview 2 days after the Post's bombshell report in which he claims Schiff defamed him by citing, without evidence, that he believed the quote-unquote Kremlin was behind a smear of the Bidens. Here's a quote. Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear from well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son, unquote, Schiff told host Wolf Blitzer. Stephen, your thoughts?
That just, the last I'd heard about the Hunter Biden laptop, that one of the people who were associated with Bannon's war room was in Switzerland and had been trying to post the files several different places around the world. And every time that they would post the files from the laptop, they would be like in 30, 40 minutes wiped clean with some cyber tool. He tried to do the right thing, and you know, you get, and there's no good deed goes unpunished, so to speak. I just, you know, I don't know what to think about that. It just, it has been ignored by everybody. This stuff that, I mean, it's right in front of our face, and they don't want us talking about it. It's kind of like to that thing about the emperor being as evil as General Buttnaked, right in our face, and smacking us upside the head with this corruption. And this guy's trying. I hope he gets millions of dollars from Schiff. It couldn't happen to a nicer person than Schiff to have to pay this guy. But you know, he should suffer the consequences. CNN. Oh man, look at the arrogance of those people. They've tried to go a private, like a streaming service you had to pay to listen to. They have to pay people to play that in airports and bars and stuff. People, you know, most normal people can't stand you people. Don't you understand? They don't get it, I guess, or they just don't care. I don't know. It's, yeah, it's they're very, very scary people. That's just in CNN. I don't know that Stelter guy, and I don't know if he named anyone in particular in his suit, but besides Schiff, you said CNN. I don't know if you did. You mention a presenter for CNN in particular, or just them in general?
Oh, they were just mentioned in general, and then Politico. I mentioned Politico as well, CNN, Daily Beast. And
they all called him Russian disinformation when
and
he was
this Adam Schiff
exposed it, right?
And yeah, this Democratic, Californian Democratic representative, Adam Schiff, personally as well.
What a creep he is. Yeah. There's no shortage of whistleblowers to talk about these things, too. You know, the guy, some lawyer you were quoting yesterday said there were 500,000 whistleblowers in the armed forces about to come forward about the effects of the shot that they had to take. And I don't know how that's getting swept under the rug, too. You know, 500,000 injuries from taking the shot that were in our armed forces. That's just the things that these people get away with. It astonishes me every day. It's just that much more corrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've lost. I've lost my bodyguard too. He pulled off.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully you'll stay out of trouble there.
I'll try.
The church parking lot. You don't get jumped.
Yeah. Some
people who are, you know, searching out evil white supremacists and thought criminals. You
know? Thought criminals. I bet my thought crimes are recorded by the AI. They are for everybody. That's probably going to get a lot worse too. Trying to manipulate your bank account or something, you'll have to jump through woke hoops before it's over with. I just mark my words. We'll have to jump through some kind of woke hoop to get money from the ATM or to pay a bill or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, in other news, trying to locate where I don't know. Some of my articles are getting away from me here. But, you know, this whole idea of your children aren't yours when they're in school, people are getting really upset about that. But I think it's just a wake-up call. You should have been homeschooling all along. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. The school system, having been around it more recently and the last time I dealt with the school system was like in the 90s, right around 2001, and it's so much worse now. Public schools now, they're public indoctrination centers, and to this point they're grooming stations. You know, there were all when I went to school, the teachers partied with the kids and there was all kinds of stuff going on then too, okay, but it was not on the agenda. That was for, you know, unallowed. It was going on under the radar, but now it's just downright I don't know how to put it, but these people trying to mess with children's gender and their identity, just as they're just, they want the influence of the parents completely removed. Obviously they're trying their best to reshape society in a sexless, familyless, you know, raceless consumer unit. Basic, you know, that's what it keeps whittling us down to. Every time we stick out a little nub that's human, they want to chop it off and claim it for the collective, the Borg, you know, kind of. Maybe that's what that communitarianism word is implying, that all that collective control is happening. I don't know. I do kind of agree with what Dan said yesterday about I didn't get it quite the way I was supposed to. I wasn't understanding where it went from that article that essay Fareed Zakaria had written, because I did go back and read the ABCs of communitarianism. It's You can search that on the web. Some Lark had mentioned it in a call, and I did read it, but I'm not any wiser. I don't know that. I guess that's what he's designed, not to make anyone any wiser, but just to be to obfuscate the facts and
right.
to make us babble on about theory and stuff when we should be planning for this downfall that they have initiated. It's pretty scary with the bubble keeps getting pumped so high that eventually it has to pop. And when it pops, they have the digital currency, social credit score, control grid ready for you to sign up for. You know, we got plenty of food in here. You just get this injection. You know, confirm your identity. I have to confirm my identity for apps now, and that just creeps me out. I hope I'm not the only one that feels that way. I have a feeling that there are probably listeners out there who feel the same way I do every time it says, take a selfie to confirm who or who you are. Let your phone know that it's you. You know, that level of GIS, I don't know what to call
it. They try to spin it. They try to spin it as, to make sure someone else isn't using your phone. You know, because you do have, like, I don't know, maybe some, like, flop houses with, like, 30 people from India living in a two-bedroom apartment or building or a unit or something. And they're sharing their brother's app or something or whatever to their cousins or whatever. And all taking turns making money with just one account or something. In theory, okay, I guess it's racist to even be pointing this out. But, that is the realistic reason why they would be wanting to check. Sure it's your, and they do try to sell it as that way, make sure no one's using your phone. And those are the only scenarios I could imagine. You know, I don't imagine just like, someone like, you or I being likely to have someone get a hold of our phone.
Sorry for the traffic. But yeah, it's like someone would come and make money for me on my phone, take it and run the app for me or whatever. Why would they do that? No, that doesn't. It's a control grid for sure.
Stephen.
Yes.
Julie is mentioning in the control room there, flip phone is the answer. She says, my phone has never asked me to do anything. Never taken selfie, a flip phone freedom.
Yeah, flip them the bird, have flip phone freedom. That's it. I agree, but I can't. I have to have this phone to access the app that I'm using.
Absolutely. Some of this gig work for independent contractors these days is reliant on these apps. Unfortunately, you need the smartphone and you need to.
But I agree about that with this flip phone. Yeah. I do remember those days being feeling a lot freer, and if I was online and communicating, I was on my desktop sitting at the house. That was a simpler world. I thought that was a high-tech world, From me, I come from tube amplification, and I remember when transistors were brand new, so it's really, really a change I've seen. I couldn't imagine the changes my mom saw. She would be 99, have been 99 the 12th of May, and there's so many changes that happened since then, since 23 into today. It's just the planet's not recognizable anymore. And the amount of people. Oh, hey, I hear the music. I'll go to mute.
We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Abortion may soon lose its federal protections. I'm Peter Zerfing with today's Liberty Minute. Politico is reporting on a rare breach of U.S. Supreme Court secrecy. Politico has obtained a draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito, which says, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled, and it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives." If this is truly the opinion of the court, it not only is a huge win for the right to life movement, but also a huge win for states' rights. I'm not sure which is a bigger win. The federal government giving back power to the states is almost unprecedented. But don't get too excited yet. It may be 2 more months before the official ruling, and the justices still have time to change their votes. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pac'em Parabellum.
That the lines are drawn. I see the days a cut in his form. I see the play, how the script conforms.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And so, Stephen, I mentioned in the first segment how, well, people complaining that their children aren't theirs when they're at school. Well, they should realize if they're in the school system, then their minds are thoroughly indoctrinated. You know, even if they do have them at home in the evening, they need to get them out of that school system. Now, algorithms are being used. So AI, essentially, artificial intelligence and algorithms, are being used to help determine if children should be taken from their parents, Stephen. This is no joke. I mean, this is total Minority Report on steroids. The limitations of algorithms today in terms of accuracy regarding context and nuances evident even to a casual observer. Most notably in the often blundering automated censorship on social networks. This is at activistpost.com, by the way. Algorithms being used to determine. And notwithstanding the state of affairs as far as limitations of the technology itself, without even taking into account intent of those behind it, social workers in the U.S. have started relying on predictive algorithms in deciding whether to investigate parents suspected of child neglecting. And the stakes are, of course, far higher here than having a mere Facebook post deleted. I mean, these parents can eventually end up having their children removed. And the algorithm that is now in use in several U.S. states and spreading is described by the AP as, quote-unquote, opaque, all the while providing social workers with statistical calculations that they can base their actions on. I'm sure, you know, if anyone is like white and racially aware as a parent, you know, has any nationalist concerns, patriotic concerns, any sort of conservative leaning, you know, wary of of the transgender agenda, you know, all these would be red flags if there were any complaints, Stephen. It might even be a reason in itself, you know, to investigate the person. Oh, well, if it's a white supremacist, you can't have white supremacists allowed to have access to their children. Right, Stephen?
They will have to wipe them out. That seems to be the plan. I'm sure that that goes into their calculations, their race and anything that being part of any association, you know, just oh man, it's worse than Orwellian. It's just, it's,
well, they're not going
to anti-white genocide.
They certainly wouldn't take children away from blacks who were proud of their blackness. They certainly wouldn't take children away from Hispanics who were proud of their Latino heritage.
So, no, but if you're white and you're glad about it, then you are a thought terrorist.
Yeah, I can just criminal. See anyone against CRT, anyone against the gender conditioning. Yeah, these are going to be major focuses for these algorithms. I can see it now. While such tools are already put to work or being considered in, well, no surprise, California, Colorado. Well, Colorado, you know, they've been booming because of the cannabis industry, but it's also brought a lot of wokeness and added to the people ever since the COVID economic impact for flooding there from places like Portland and Seattle. It certainly hasn't helped the politics of Colorado. California, Colorado, Oregon, here in Illinois, but I'm going to be out of here in less than a month. Lori Lightfoot, stop sending me love letters. I'm not staying. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad. You're glad to be out of that city, man. That's just.
Oh, yeah.
I have never been anywhere like that. But
it's all over but the shouting. All I have to do now is take my stuff and drive.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll be here a few more weeks before I'm ready to actually do that. But, no, this is very disturbing. The children. Able to be taken on these sort of grounds, deciding whether or not to investigate. And let's see, the transgender crusades, they're calling them now, that are out there, no less, in the public schools. Another case for abolishing government schools. This one article, this op-ed is titled, looks like we have that bottom of the hour break coming on. More news and perspectives. And Stephen, you just sit tight there.
I'm actually going to make this drop off while I'm just pulling up to the delivery, but I will be back in by the end of the break, I hope.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And yeah, folks, we'll be back for the bottom of the hour. A few more topics to cite, a few more headlines, but you know, we'll take some calls. Take some calls today if anyone wants to call in. And see how your Wednesday is faring. What's on your mind? But on that note, there's the music, so we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's SeedArmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And there you are, Stephen. Yeah, and I should mention this other story here. This was going back actually a month ago. I didn't actually wind up getting to it, I don't think, on the air, reporting it. March 28th, this was at Investment Watch blog, where we had a jury grant $14 million to 12 quote-unquote protesters because police were mean to them. And, that was in Denver. A jury granted $14 million to plaintiffs injured in Denver during George Floyd's protests. You know, so they were injured. Well, they were part of a riot, okay? Chris Black had reported on this, and he said, if you're black, you have the right to riot. And if you get your butt kicked by police because you loot and burn things up, you're an instant millionaire. Crime has never been so fun in the U.S. of A. That was about a month ago that happened in a Denver court. Stephen?
Yeah, I had to make the comment to that you remember this, maybe back in the 80s or the 90s, there was this comedian called Yakov Smirnoff, but he would always say, what a country. And I'm thinking, what a country. You're reading this. It's just, I had to share that with you before as I was turning around here when you said that. Yeah, that struck me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. Live radio.
Yeah. No, it's well placed. And on a side note, headline up. Mike Rowe is out there saying truck drivers aren't buying this whole narrative of a Putin-influenced price hike. All right, that kind of spin on why diesel fuel has hit new highs. Yeah, the truckers aren't believing it's Putin's fault or Ukraine's fault situation there. They are aware of all of the inner workings behind the curtains, and a lot of this attack on energy, forms of energy, fuel, has been going on for years now. Really, they've been trying to tighten things, and with Biden in power, and then things like COVID in Ukraine, it's a perfect smokescreen, really, to ramp up their whole climate change scam. But we were complaining about the AI trying to decide what parents should be investigated, possibly have their children taken away if there were reports of alleged abuse or neglect or whatever. And I also had referred to this recent news of the gentleman at the repair shop from the Hunter Biden laptop, now infamous laptop. So I don't know. One AI commenting on fellow AIs possibly taking parents away. I'd be curious to hear what Hunter Biden's laptop as one AI would say about that. But we have Hunter Biden's laptop on the air again, fortunately. So
what are the odds? Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So, hello.
Yes. Good day, gentlemen. Hunter Biden's laptop, first of all, wants to claim no responsibility for the rise in fuel prices. And also, I think that it's a safe bet to say that Hunter Biden's laptop would be in favor of, removing some children from their parents, especially the younger, better-looking ones. Also, as a brief carryover from yesterday's discussion, it might not be a well-known fact in the media, but the hard drive on Hunter Biden's laptop is a white supremacist hard drive. And that would be much more problematic if it was more well-known than all the other salacious things, which the media seems to really have no problem with. I guess it's just the kind of thing that presidential families do, is partying and drug use.
Wow. Steven?
They keep the intimate relations within the family bounds, too, it seems. I've seen some reports of that, too, along with, child-sniffing Joe. The big guy.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. Hunter Biden's laptop has by far outdone mere sniffing of hair. And if any readers are interested to see some of the images, hair sniffing is definitely, shall we say, not of any importance at all. go right past that.
Yeah,
no, and it, go ahead.
No, you've witnessed a lot as far as what's been put and stored on you from Hunter and his debauchery. I've heard some pretty creepy stuff, with some pretty young children. And yeah, no, go on.
Well, in a moment of non-levity, if you will, I've just almost finished watching a documentary by Truth Stream Media. I have occasionally seen some of their work before, and it's a feature on RBN's site right now. This is a housing crisis. It's pretty lengthy, but I've seen most of it. You don't really need to watch it all, but I plan to watch it all. But I recommend for all the listeners out there, including the two human co-hosts here today, that if you haven't seen This is a Housing Crisis by Truth Stream Media, to watch it. It's quite the eye-opening, shall we say, revelation. And, the takeaway I quickly, got from this was there isn't any way that this is a normal or natural thing for these prices in rent and mortgages and everything to go up, especially given the fact that all the other economic indicators would show that people can't or wouldn't be able to afford. And so it's a deliberate, shall we say, dehousing of as much of the American public as possible for the sort of purposes that only could be, shall we say, designed by our lovely, benevolent rulers. I mean, who on earth would, you know, increase rents by 30, 40, 50, 60, and in many cases 70% during and immediately after the so-called pandemic. Meanwhile, wages are essentially, not much more than stagnant. So, like I said, it's quite revealing, and of course it's no accident, and all these big hedge funds and corporations and, you know, the typical evildoers like BlackRock are heavily involved. And just quickly, not to let all the Trump-tards out there slide, that it will be recalled that Trump was partners with such notables as Steve Mnuchin and Wilbur Ross in some of these large purchases of homes. Now, Trump and his partners were just a piker compared to what's going on now, where there's been huge, huge swaths of the real estate market are being purchased. Trump and his partners were only involved in some tens of thousands of homes. But anyway.
Yeah, well, it's certainly by design, and it wants more and more people to be permanent renters and lower units. They want to have a lot. Well, if any people can be scammed out of their home as well by refinancing and then that going very poorly, where they wind up losing their home after a bit of debt. I would just say this.
It's not so much my take would be, it's not so much the permanent renters. That's a part of it. But the ultimate, and they make this point, I believe, pretty well, but I'm going to make it here more emphatically, the ultimate destabilization of any individual or any family is to not have a place to live. Mm-hmm. That is the ultimate deconstruction of any society, is not having a place to live. And that's what's taking place, gentlemen.
Yeah, no, for some, they just have to downgrade or become renters. For others, you're right, it makes them actually unable to afford any sort of home. Stephen, I don't know, do you want
to
speak?
I've seen that documentary you mentioned, Hunter Biden's laptop, and it's chilling here, those rent prices that they are quoting around the country. And it's Aaron and Melissa Dykes, I think, are the ones that make those videos, Truth Stream Media. There's a lot of other good ones that they've made, and would love to interview them sometime. I remember one that she told a story of how she had come off from Big Pharma and gotten healthy and reclaimed her health years ago. And there's a lot of interesting things that they've had to say over the years. I have enjoyed their work too. And that's a scary thought. That's when it comes to the housing thing, that it's a housing crisis. I was speaking someone you may remember, Mr. Church, who yesterday he said that they're taking out all the management of real estate, and landlords are just being completely wiped out by telling people that they didn't have to pay rent for 2 years, and then now they're coming in and buying all that up at pennies on the dollar and jacking the rent up. At the same time, they're removing the foundation of the whole society, like you said, a place to live, and the whole foundation of individuals owning the real estate. They're just co-opting huge swaths of it all across the country under BlackRock, Vanguard, whatever, paying more for it just so they own and control it. And that just cannot turn out well, not for the consumer, not for the average human being.
And we're letting it all take place. We've been allowing so much to take place. You mentioned the Trump tards, Hunter Biden's laptop, and the amount of just cognitive dissonance, the amount of disconnect people have from their contributing, facilitating, the just everyday corruption and pyramid scheme that we live under. Well, yeah, you can't help but refer to the bankers, the tribe, and when you look at these companies, I should cite for listeners after my show, Patrick Slattery is going to have part two of Patrick and Jeremy just did an interview with Dr. Kevin McDonald. I caught part one last night on Jeremy's show. Very good stuff. And because he's done a lot of work, just like Dr. Duke, in laying out a lot of facts and research in his books. Well, both of them in their books. And he talks a lot about the altruism of the white race. Speaking of white people that we brought up in this show, the altruism of the white race, in some ways, being their undoing in being able to hold on to their society, though, unfortunately, even though we have our high trust societies and all that. And so allowing property market as an extension of the corruption of the Talmudic banking industry, Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, I don't know. How would you comment on how just the altruism of Western culture is perhaps our undoing in allowing this, so many people to go homeless?
Thanks for asking that particular question. There's a couple other things I would mention, but I don't think the altruism plays that much of a part, because what we're looking at now is we're being dictated to by government policy. There are plenty, and there was one, I don't know how active they are now, but there was an organization called Ranch Rescue quite a few years ago, and they would gear up and go down voluntarily and help ranchers patrol their property down on the border. And there are plenty of Americans right now that would volunteer to go and handle business, and I'd be first in line. But of course, as you know, it's not allowed. So we're being ruled. I mean, yes, there's probably altruism in every single race, and it's one of those things that's probably difficult to measure. And you can read travel blogs and listen to these people that talk about, going all over the world, and they experience kindness in every group of people everywhere you can go. I don't think mm-hmm. that's as much of an issue as that we're being dictated to, and there's a policy in place, and it's a deliberate agenda of destruction, and we're being disempowered. Federal versus state. In other words, states are told, hey, immigration is a federal policy. But the reality is immigration is always local. I don't care whether you're in Boise, Idaho, or Los Angeles, California. The effects of immigration are local. They're right there in your face. And only the local police can really deal with it, because the local police are the ones that are going to arrest these people and should. But as you know, their hands are tied. Just quickly mentioning Trump and his business partners, there was a book I bought about 2 years ago now. I didn't finish it because I didn't care to. I think I read enough when I heard the radio interview by the author. The title escapes the name. Oh, I remember now. It's called Homewreckers. That was the title of the book, Homewreckers. And it basically talked about essentially this huge profit-making operation of buying all these large tracts of homes. And, some of them were in foreclosure, and a lot of other people were pushed into foreclosure by the manipulations of the market, starting back in 2007 and 2008. You can be sure that the housing crisis was taken advantage of by all the big players. But, the more important point here that, can be made is that when all this money has been created and put in circulation, and this is, of course, a well-known or documented thing right now, that massive amounts of money have been, come into existence because of this COVID, and you and I are not the ones that got all this money. And so, of course, now all this money is looking for a place to go to, quote, get a return. And so provide the investors with the return on in their investment. And so now that's what they're doing, is they're buying up homes and apartments, and in many cases, and this film points out, entire subdivisions to, quote, make money. And to me, I've always, for many years now, I've found the most distasteful thing is for you to make your money based upon other people who are working and paying you. So you're just supposed to sit around and be a real estate owner and collect up for the sweat and labor of other people. And I always used to find all those real estate ads extremely distasteful, because it's pushing people's minds in the wrong direction.
I agree. I made a comment on speculation and just having your money work for you in your place a couple weeks ago. It was a criticism from one caller, who's benefiting from investing, I guess. In the long run, it's not sustainable. You make a good point.
If you don't mind, I'll make this quick last point, and then you can take somebody else, and I'll stop my soapbox. But it's all the more reason why we need national socialism. This kind of crap would not be tolerated and was not tolerated in such a regime as National Socialist Germany. They deliberately, they knew the score. They knew what was going on. This is nothing more than super rich Jews and non-Jews basically squashing all the hopes and dreams of the average working American while they, quote, make a return on their investment. The return on investment is the most unimportant thing in any society, but the Jews have succeeded in brainwashing a large portion of the American people that, shareholders and stockholders, they need to make a return on their money. No, they don't. fact, I'd put him in prison.
Well, it looks like we're at the break. A lot of excellent points there.
Thanks for hearing Hunter Biden laptop rant.
Absolutely. And thank you for your call. And we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, final segment here. And just to recap, so the reasons buying up all these homes, well, to make some people permanent renters, make other people homeless. For some, perhaps it's just downgrading them from the sort of places they could afford to even rent to what they have to. But yeah, definitely quite a few will make homeless as well. And then a return on their investment, as Hunter Biden's laptop points out. And I'd also suggest this is a way for the elites to try to preserve their wealth. You know, in addition to gold and silver, a way to preserve their wealth during crashes is to purchase property. You know, obviously they see another vicious correction. One of the words they like to use is going to inevitably happen. They're shifting their money from the market to property to preserve it, Stephen. But they also want to make people permanent renters and homeless. If yeah, why not? You know, win-win, right?
Yeah, I was struck when you said that, how the Bureau of Prisons was called the Department of Corrections in some places. That's just an irony. Probably non sequitur with that, where they're trying to make money, but it just, I don't know, just it just is scary to see all this happening at once, along with the stuff that's coming down from the woke agenda, and then the war talk, and our doddering gerontocracy. You know, that can't say kleptocracy. You know, Biden sounded like Porky Pig trying to say kleptocracy. I know I get tongue-tied sometimes, but that man, just that he is Mr. Big and in charge of the United States of America, is, it's a horror movie. It's not just dystopian sci-fi. That's a horror movie I'm living in. And I don't know, that we talked about the zombie thing yesterday, how that has been played up for so many years. And I don't know, glad to be out among people and talk to people who are not those zombies. I'm seeing fewer and fewer of them these days than I had. There's still people out in public wearing their masks. I just, oh, it hurts to see it, you know, because why are they afraid? What are you, why in the heat rear, and you're covering up your face with that flimsy little piece of cloth for what? Just some ritual? I mean, it just, I can understand if it was pollen. Pollen can bother me, but there is no protection with there, even if this bioweapon was as dangerous as they say it is. Okay, so we're living in this day, and they're threatening the next bioweapon too. You know how Bill Gates giggled like a little schoolgirl, and he talked about pandemic, you may as well say, pandemic number two would get their attention, and then he just laughed. So I don't know what that is they have planned, but it involves war, food shortages, and another lockdown. I was discussing that with someone the other day, said another lockdown is coming. They will ease it off, but they're coming back with it. And I hope they were wrong about that, but time will tell, I guess. Hey, thanks for having me, Richard. It's been a pleasant day up here in the mountains on the radio. Enjoyed it.
It's been fun. Yeah, enjoyed it as well. Thank you, Stephen. And yeah, folks, I would expect another set of lockdowns in the future as part of their political machinations and social engineering. Get out of the blue cities is the best thing you could do for the moment. But please support RBN to continue to keep all of this possible. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, part two of his interview with Dr. Kevin MacDonald and Jeremy. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.